Patient's name is Teddy Cox, 5943 1128, the Harrison ALCC. Follow up visit after first appointment 1 week ago. HPI, 81-year-old gentleman seen in an apartment that he shares with his wife. Their granddaughter and her husband were visiting from the Northeast period. Patient was more talkative and thoughtful in the questions that he asked, period. Asked him how he was doing, and he states that he is having difficulty handling his oral secretions. He has not had any treatment for that to date, period. He also brought up having increased leg weakness and wanted to know about physical therapy, period. His wife then added that in seeking PT to do the referral, just citing that PT for patient with increased leg weakness, period. So I told her I would do that, period. And then later, a patient commented that he felt like he had something stuck at the back of his throat. He couldn't clear his throat enough, not able to expectorate it. He doesn't feel like he's choking, however, period. And he's not expectorating anything discolored, period. Patient was thoughtful today about the progression of his Parkinson's. And while there were things looked at to fix these symptoms, he then just related that he understands that he is older and that this disease is progressing. He was diagnosed in 2019 and states that he has seen very clearly the progression since that time period. And he acknowledged that at times he is tired and doesn't feel strong enough, but ideally would like to be more active, period. He denies any untreated pain, states he sleeps through the night. His appetite is fair. His diet is modified, and he denies any choking episodes, period. Okay, his diagnoses are advanced Parkinson's disease, BPH, chronic constipation, neurogenic orthostatic hypotension, let's see, and his medications are Tylenol, 650 milligrams, ER, 1 TID, Sinemet 25/100, 1 tab TID, Droxidopa 200 milligrams, 2 capsules QD, and 200 milligrams, 1 tab at noon, Proscar QD, melatonin 5 milligrams, HS, midodrine 5 milligrams, 2 tabs, QAM, and 1 tablet at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., Miralax QD, Pravacol 20 milligrams QD, Rasigiline 1 milligram QD, Requip 1 milligram TID, Senna Plus 2 tablets BID, Flomax 2 caps QD. Allergies are NKDA. Diet is soft, bite-sized foods with honey-thick liquids. And medications administered by wife. And code status is advanced directive, will address DNR. Vital signs are 95 over 59, 55, 97.2, 18, and weight not taken, general. Patient is seated quietly in his recliner. He makes eye contact, and then it became clear that he had a need to just talk openly about what he was going through, period. It was actually very touching. He was able to reflect on things and acknowledge that medicine can only do so much, but he is willing to do whatever he can, period. Respiratory, he has a normal effort and rate. His lung fields are clear, no cough, symmetric excursion. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm without murmur, rubber, gallop. PMI non-displaced. Abdomen, bowel sounds present, no distension or tenderness. Musculoskeletal. He moves his arms, did not observe weight bearing. He has an lower extremity edema and fairly good muscle mass for age and duration of disease. His skin is warm and dry, intact, no breakdown or bruising noted. And psychiatric, he seems sincere in talking and a willingness to listen and acknowledge the limitations that he is facing, period. A&P, number one. Sialorrhea, atropine drops, 1%, one drop, PO, TID, PRN. And next is weakness of legs, bilateral, PT, requested to evaluate and treat patient. He is on hospice, so it will be restorative therapy, period. Next is sinus congestion, Mucinex, 400 milligrams, one tab, PO, Q12 hours, not to exceed four tabs, QD. And next is general care. Wife asked some questions, as did his granddaughter. They were all very polite and just sincerely interested in what their grandfather was going through, period. Oh, I need to add one more thing, and that is night terrors. Patient stated that Nuplazid worked for him. He doesn't know what the dose was that he was on. And I told him that I had access to the Nuplazid and would look into what I could provide for him as a trial period. 99350 and direct POA contact, 60 minutes.